This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The president of one of the world's newest nations, East Timor, is fighting for his life today. Nobel laureate José Ramos Horta is in critical condition after an apparent assassination attempt in the capital, Dili. He's been airlifted to an Australian hospital in an induced coma. The country's prime minister has declared a 48-hour state of emergency after he survived a separate attack. Rebel soldiers fired at the prime minister in what officials are calling a well-coordinated coup attempt. The tiny nation won its independence from Indonesia 6 years ago. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Officials say Ramos Horta was wounded at around 7 a.m. local time when two carloads of rebel soldiers arrived at his home on the outskirts of the capital and opened fire. One of his guards was killed in the attack, and so was a top rebel leader, former Major Alfredo Renado. Renado was a leader of the 2006 rebellion that helped spark widespread violence in and around the capital, violence that left 37 dead and caused at least 100,000 more to flee their homes. Alan DuPont directs the Center for International Security Studies at the University of Sydney. He says the issues that prompted that rebellion and the violence that followed are still unresolved.
The root cause of it is in the grievances by people from the West who felt that after independence that the Easterners had come to dominate the island's affairs at the expense of those in the West. So Renado represented those group of disaffected people. So even with his demise this morning, those grievances haven't been addressed and are likely to fester on unless there's some attempt by the government to bring about conciliation with them.
Longtime Timor watcher Damien Kingsbury of Deakin University in Melbourne agrees. He expects some trouble in the next few days, but doesn't expect today's attacks to affect the overall security situation in the long run.
I think there's a big difference in having a lot of disgruntled people getting out and protesting and making a fuss about it and actually staging an uprising as such. And you have to keep in mind that the International Stabilization Force is still in place in East Timor, and it has, I think, quite sufficient capacity to control the environment there should things boil over as we would expect.
Edward Rees, a former consultant with the International Crisis Group who has just returned from East Timor's capital, Dili, agrees.
I would imagine Dili will be a difficult place, certainly for the coming days and maybe weeks. But I think we'll see it peter out in the short term. And in the medium term, the chronic problems will resurface again.
Deakin University's Damien Kingsbury says in the long run, if President Ramos Horta recovers, he may be in a better position to deal with those chronic problems of poverty, corruption, and political instability.
Sometimes to survive an assassination attempt is a blessing in disguise. He is going to be seen to be a hero, suffering for the cause, trying to do the right thing. He tried to negotiate with Renato and got shot for his trouble. So really, assuming the Ramos Horta comes out of this reasonably physically intact, it is actually going to strengthen his political position.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News.